A blessing is not a blessing unless you're prepared for it. That blessing came and the blessing went. In fact, in some cases, it turned into a curse because they did not know how to handle it.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message is from a new sermon series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part one from that series. Chosen for the commanded blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
I want to elevate your thinking to the place that God wants you to be, because what I see coming in this next season is not going to be for the faint of heart. You're going to have wisdom, otherwise you'll squander the blessings and the favor that God's going to put in your life. Nothing worse than being blessed by God and watching it filter through your fingers because of poor decisions and no wisdom. God wants us to have wisdom. He wants us to have guidance on what to do and how to do with what He's going to place in your hands, whether it be people, whether it be material things, but more importantly, spiritual things that God is going to place in your life to minister to and through other people. There's a few principles that I want to get to your understanding this morning if you're writing some things down. I don't have them on the screen, so here's some for you to write down to consider in this message. A blessing is not a blessing unless you're prepared for it. A blessing is not a blessing unless you're prepared for it. Many people will receive blessings from God, but because they did not allow the process that was getting them ready for that blessing, that blessing came and the blessing went. In fact, in some cases, it turned into a curse because they did not know how to handle it. I want to tell you, many times we think we are ready to handle a blessing that God wants to place in our life, or we think we're ready for it, and yet we come to find out later on that we were not ready for it at all. That's the reason why you don't toss the keys of your brand new car to your 10-year-old and say, take it down to the Subway and get you a sandwich. They're not ready for it. Let me just add to you that there are conditions. You'll see this in a moment. There are rules. There are conditions that have to be met in order for the blessings to come. It's important for you to understand this. If you don't abide by the rules and you want to step outside of the conditions God lays down, it then becomes your responsibility for your own self, because until you learn how to submit yourself to authority, you understand from even last week's message from our visiting evangelist, it flows from the head down. And if you stay in the body in the right place in the right time, then the anointing of God, the precious anointing, will flow down from the top of your head to your feet. I want a little caveat right here to say to you that one of our members was going out after last week's message about precious ointment. How many of you heard that message last week? The precious ointment of God. Some of you were not here. You need to get the CD or DVD. He went out to get his grandson in the kids' church and was walking back through the auditorium, the child not knowing what had been preached and the subject matter and the detail of the components of the precious ointment or the anointing oil. When the child walked into the sanctuary, looked up at Grandpa and said, "There's a sweet smell in this place." From the mouths of babies, ladies and gentlemen, a prophetic word will come. That's the reason why Jesus said, "You Pharisees and Sadducees, if I can't get any praise out of you, these young ones will open their mouth and give me glory." I came to tell you, not only is there a precious anointing that's in the room, but number three in Psalm 133 says, there is a commanded blessing in the place where there is unity and the precious ointment is flowing. I wish somebody would take the next 15 seconds and give God some praise with a hand clap today for the precious anointing of God. The second thing you need to understand, write this principle down, you must know the source of your blessing. Know the source of your blessing. Let me just make it plain and answer the question. God is the source of all blessings. The Bible says every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. God's not doing it in the dark. When He gets ready to bless you publicly, it will be because you have been privately in an encounter with him. God will bless you publicly when you've been privately in a relationship with Jesus Christ. You must know the source of your blessing. Let me say to you today that though you go to your job and you see the name at the bottom of the check, your boss or whoever it is that does that, you need to know and you need to look beyond the name that is on that check and see capital G-O-D. You work for God as a believer. I said you work for God as a believer. So at the end of the day, if you know what your work is, you may be on your job, but if you're not on your job, you can't be there on that job. If you know your work, you can never, ladies and gentlemen, miss the blessing of God because you know God is your source. I thank God for all of you, and I understand that I literally work in your behalf. But I want you to understand something. The source that I am supplied by is not you. The day I start looking for Pace Assembly to supply my need is the day you turn from preacher to politician. I'm not here to kiss your babies, and I'm not here to be able to let you know that you got a vote in this thing. I came to tell you I work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if I will seek the face of God in private, when the public ministry comes forth, there will be healing, signs, and wonders, because the anointing will confirm the word with signs following. Come on, say amen, somebody. Look at your neighbor and tell them, know your source. Know your source. Know your source. Don't get caught up in people. Sometimes people have come along and give you one of those good Pentecostal handshakes. If you don't know what that is, then don't try to search for it. Good Pentecostal handshake usually is some monetary something in somebody's hand. They reach up, shake your hands. It slides from their hand into your hand and into your pocket. Thank God for all the Pentecostal handshakes. However, I can tell you those are blessings on top of blessings, because if you look for every one of those to come by the hand of someone else, you might starve to death before the next Pentecostal handshake comes your way. You better know who your source is. It's not your neighbor sitting next to you. And no, sir and ma'am, married to your spouse, it is not your spouse that is your source and supply. God is your source and supply. God is your source. Anything after that is merely a resource. The source is God Almighty. And it's important for you, if you're writing it down, to stay connected is the key to sustained blessings. Anything that breaks its connection from its source will soon die. You take the fish out of water, and because the fish's environment is to survive inside of the water, the fish will die. You pluck the tree up from the ground, from the soil in which it's planted, and you'll find the tree will die, immediately begins to die, because it is disconnected from its source. You disconnect man from God, and I can tell you, you will soon begin to die, because life comes through Jesus Christ, and the sustained blessings depend upon you staying connected to the source, who is God Almighty. Say amen. Another principle I want to get in your spirit is this, is that obedience in the small things qualify you for greater things. I want to ask you a question. How many of you are looking for greater things in your life? Let me see your hand. Oh, about 50 of you. Praise God. I want to find out one more time, how many of you are looking for greater things in your life? Oh, we're picking them up as we go. It's a good thing the rapture doesn't have a second call. Come on, somebody. Obedience in the small things qualify you for greater things. Say that with me. Obedience in the small things qualifies you for the greater things. Here's the scripture. Faithful over a few things, ruler over many or much. God is saying to us that if you can't be faithful over that $10 in your hand, you won't get $1 million to sow in the kingdom. If you can't be faithful with one wife, why would I give you another one when you threw that one out? Understand that if you're faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over many. When you're faithful over the small thing, I want to add to you this. Understand the scripture says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. For some of you that think that I've been doing this and preaching to this kind of crowd all of my life, you need to know, as I was relaying to the Starting Point class, that we, when we started pastoring there at Destin, had 10 people, including an infant, in the nursery. I want you to know that I'll preach no matter how big the crowd is. That makes no difference. But you need to understand, I didn't discount the days of small beginnings. That's the reason why God allows me to stand here before you. It's not arrogance. It's not ego. It's confidence. Because if you know that you've been faithful in the small things, then whenever God begins to increase you, it won't go to your head and you won't think you're the one who brought your own self to the dance. I can't get no help in here. You need to know that the blessings of God that are upon your life in greater proportion today are not there by accident. Because you are faithful over the small things in your life and the small beginnings, God will increase you according to your obedience to God's word. Because you're obedient when things were small, when nobody knew your name, when nobody knew your business, when nobody knew what was going on inside of your life, you remain faithful to that. And whenever the tithing bucket came along, whenever the opportunity came to give, whenever the opportunity came to serve, you didn't let your title or position go to your head. You got right in the trenches and in the ditches and went ahead and served the Lord. Can I tell you the reason why you're where you are today is because of the hand of the Lord and only because of the hand of the Lord upon your life. Here's another principle for you to write it down. I know some of you are brainiacs. You've got it all tagged up in your head, but you better never forget this one. Never worship the blessing over the blesser. That's where we are today in this materialistic society that pray for blessings of God to come down, and then they start polishing it on Sunday. They pray for the blessings of God and forget the God who gave it. I want to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 8, where the Bible says this. When they were crossing over into Canaan, God says, I brought you here on purpose and with a purpose. This land belongs to you. I want to say it out loud. God said to the nation of Israel, this land belongs to you. I didn't ask you, and I don't care that there are parasites, Jebusites, Hivites, Hittites, and all the other Ike brothers in there. He said, I don't care about that. This land belongs to you. I want to say to all the Syrians and Lebanese and Jordanian and Saudi Arabian and Iranian and Egyptian and all the other brothers that are down there occupying God's property for God's chosen people, one day God's going to command the blessing and the land will return. The land will return. The land will return to the nation of Israel. God said this in Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Thank you for that one, amen. That he may establish his covenant. Why is he blessing you? Why is he giving you wealth? Why is he prospering you? That he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto his fathers as it is this day. Why is that important? Because when God said, I'm going to bless you, it's not for your self-consumption. It's so that other people can see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. If you tell them it was my education, it was my expertise, it was my PhD that got this, then ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get all you get right here. But if you'll tell them it was the Lord who blessed this business, when you understand that all good and perfect gifts come down from God into your life, you're not afraid and ashamed to stand up at the city council or anywhere else and say it was the Lord who did this for me. I didn't do it for myself. Shout amen, somebody. God said, don't you forget me when you get in there and you start drinking all that honey and milk and stuff and start eating all those honeycombs and everything else in the promised land. He said, it shall be that if you do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, God said, I'll testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. I want to declare this to America and everybody else and to the church that feels like somehow we've arrived because we've got as many lights as Hollywood and we've got LED screens and we've got all the best of the best. I want you to know something. It's nothing but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal unless you acknowledge the God of the great universe that sits high and looks low. God said, if you're going to be blessed, you better acknowledge the hand that is the one who's blessed you going in and coming out.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.